Whoa. I don't know what just happened there. Did you hear any of what I just said? I just looked down and the mic was like totally off. And everything's off? Maybe? No, I can hear stuff. Okay. Technical difficulties here. Okay, anyway. So yeah, I was saying the other day I went because there was an exhibit of the likes we have not seen for apparently 3 decades in Portland, Oregon. It was an exhibit, a very small one, at Lewis and Clark College of medieval manuscripts from mostly the late medieval period. And I noticed that most of them were from around the 16th century. So I am doing a show that is playing mostly music from the 16th century just to get an idea of what was playing. I think a lot of the manuscripts were from France and the Netherlands. So it's mostly kind of the European sounds, I would say. Although I did have some that were some tracks from Colombia, I guess. So I guess it's varied. And also, yeah, there's some like 15th century, some 17th century. We're getting a general idea of what you may have heard from that period. I don't know if the soundboard is working. But let's just keep going then, shall we? I'm going to move on to our next track, which is definitely a 16th century. Yes, definitely 16th century. And it's Tomas Luis de Victoria, and it's Arum Quasi Agnus. Let's keep it going. My name is Renee. This is Music Medieval here at X-Ray. Oh, and if you feel like texting in on that hit line, that number is 971-220-5979. Stick around, won't you?
Thank you.
Yes, yes. That was Udani Orduni Suz Shaya. And that was by composed by Anonymous and from the Strata Ensemble. And then we had Fief with some medieval goodness. It was Secret Shops from record number 3. And then we had Lamora with The Dance of Decleves. And then we also had Carlos Mena, another counter tenor, doing Tomas Luis de Victoria's at O Quam Gloriosum from the album At Jezum. And then we also had Vesus with William the First. And we started off the set with Style Antico's Arum Quasi Agnus, as composed by Tomas Luis de Victoria. And that's going to do it. I'm going to bid you all farewell with one last track. It is Lost in the Crystal Forest by Atlantean Sword from the 2024 release All Is Dust. I hope you have enjoyed this Sounds of the 16th Century show. Go check out that mini exhibit at Lewis and Clark. It's free. I put some information in on the show page if you like. And stick around for the sound of pictures, because that's what's up next. Have a great day. Have a great week. Thanks, everybody. Bye.